Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Neurotic and lonely, average height, brown eyes slightly disproportionate, brown curly hair, Jufro, 20 years old, 20 years old.
From newsounds.org, this is another episode of the Soundcheck Podcast, our live in-studio series of performances streaming on Facebook and YouTube. I'm John Schaefer. Back in 2006, the singer, songwriter, and pianist Gabriel Kahane released his Craigslist Leader, a set of art songs built around actual posts from Craigslist. Some of them were hilarious. Some of them were surprisingly poignant. All of them were deeply weird. But the songs themselves were beautifully crafted. And in the years since, Gabriel Kahane has written a number of collections of art songs built around certain themes, the most recent of which is his new album called Book of Travelers, a portrait of a divided America in 10 songs and the result of almost 9,000 miles of rail travel through the country. It brings Gabriel Kahane back to our New York studio to play some of those songs for us. This first one is called November.
When last we spoke, I sang of end times, of cities washed away, the bloodless halls, a flooded station, and that last train from L.A. Well, 3 years have passed and here I am in the waiting room, delayed with all the restless. Some 60 eyes fixed hard and fast on the TV playing something senseless. Me, I dream of a broken watch with hands like vines. In the dream I see the sweep of centuries. I am a prehistoric bird, and I wandered six lanes. It would be generous to call them boulevards with their dead-eyed metal herd. And I've come to peck the faces, all of the faces off of every clock, then set myself to ponder the golden shoals, the clouds, the rotting dock. Can you hear the carnival rising, the brutal fairgrounds aglow, sunburned families laughing at the toy gun game stall, someone screaming below. And I want to tell you about November, the people that I met, in sleeping badly on Pullman pallets, blue blanket caked in sweat. Cardiogram power lines, heart of the Department of the Interior, glow in the dark Casio, breathing fast. Ooh. When last we spoke, I sang of end times, of cities washed away, the bloodless halls, a flooded station. Could a train be an escape?
That is Gabriel Kahane, live here in our Soundcheck studio, and a song called November. It is the opening track on his new album called Book of Travelers. And Gabriel, it's rare for an album to begin sort of in medias res, as they say, you know, in the middle of things. When last we spoke, I mean, it's almost as if this album is kind of following on a series of kind of like-minded portraits of our country.
I think you're absolutely onto something. That opening lyric is in a way a reference to the end of my previous album, The Ambassador, which ends with a song called Union Station, which imagines this kind of post-diluvian apocalypse.
I'll swim to the train and I'll find my seat. And hazard a smile at anyone who looks at me. When the alkali flats with their cracks pass by, think of the color wheel, think of the western sky.
And it sort of, you know, brings us to Union Station after flood, and I leave on the last train, and it's this sort of, you know, imaginary apocalypse, and then we begin three years have passed, and here I am in the waiting room delayed with all the restless. So I guess I was trying to pull along those who'd been listening to that record into this one.
In the hall, in the hall, in the hall of the lost.
Now, The Ambassador was an L.A.-centric thing.
Yes.
All of the tracks were named after addresses of buildings in Los Angeles.
Exactly.
But November is also very specific. It's not just any November. This is November 2016. Tell us a little bit about the backstory of how Book of Travelers came to be.
Yeah, absolutely. So I had been commissioned by the Brooklyn Academy of Music to make a follow-up piece to The Ambassador, which was staged there as part of the Next Wave Festival in 2014. And I decided, given the sort of convulsions in the country, that I would go on a trip the morning after the presidential election, regardless of the outcome. Now, of course, the election happened the way it happened, and I ended up throwing away about 85% of the music I'd written and starting more or less from scratch. I think there are two songs that predate the trip. But that's basically what happened. I left my phone at home, got on the train, shocked as so many of us were. I was really interested in trying to get outside of the digital bubble in which I think many of us live, and just to talk to people face to face and experience the country. And that's sort of how this came to be.
So you logged something like 8,980 miles. Was that figure?
That's an exact number.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well memorized.
Well, I think for a moment there, it was part of the title of the piece, wasn't it?
Yes. The stage piece, I can't tell if it's confusing or helpful, sort of differentiates itself from me just playing in clubs by the addition of 8980: Book of Travelers.
Book of Travelers, yeah. Right. So did you tell people what you were up to, or did you just kind of, you know, wait till you heard something good and then write it down and figure out what to do with it later?
I wrote down, I didn't record anyone, of course, but I tried to write down everything I could remember. I kept about a 70,000-word diary over the course of those 13 days. And it wasn't until months later, I was really kind of paralyzed after the trip in terms of the responsibility of telling really intimate stories that people were sharing. And so it really wasn't until May of 2017 that I finally started writing songs about the people I'd met. And I did tell people, you know, I tried to put it in as humble terms as possible. I said, I'm a musician. I was trying to get out of my bubble. I feel like I do believe that a certain amount of the division in this country is manufactured by people who profit from that division, which is not to say that there aren't grievous differences and, you know, grievous iniquities and injustices that in a weird way, I'm tacitly arguing for us to listen to each other and be more empathetic. I see that as a road to racial justice and economic justice. And inadvertently, this album is about family. Almost all of the songs, with the exception really of the opening track, I think every other song, and maybe the fourth song, which is weirdly about a German guidebook, travel guidebook, I think all the other songs are about family, either about my family or about the families of the people I encountered.
This next song you're going to do for us, called Baltimore, it is a story, and it has a very simple, yet to me very striking line in the middle of it. The line, "Why am I telling you this?" Did this guy Jason actually say that to you, or did somebody say that to you while you were talking?
No, I think you know, I'm always a little cagey about talking too specifically about lyrics, because I think that one of the great gifts that artists can offer to you know, a listener or a viewer is the ability to kind of fill in the negative space with their own experience. But of course, this is a really specific project where I've kind of made it explicit that these songs are about people I encountered. But inevitably, there's always a little bit of fiction in service of truth. But I guess as to the question of that particular line, I think I was maybe more interested in the idea of what it's like to have stream of consciousness in a lyric. And that's something that I sort of explore in a couple songs on this record. And some of that comes through the influence of my friend, the poet Matthew Zapruder, who I think does the most beautiful job of really introducing kind of unadulterated train of thought into poetry and making it really sing.
Yeah, and you've set some of his poetry to music
in
the past.
Yeah.
But here, setting the words of fellow American travelers at a turbulent time in our history in November of 2016. You want to play the song for us?
This is Baltimore.
I got the news on the satellite phone. Jason, come home. Jason, dear. I heard it on the forest floor. 6 years of backcountry trails to the lake. Machete and snake. Machete I learned to cradle in the old state park. Roosevelt 33, he had a plan. For every young man, give him an axe and a seed, give him a pack and a tree, teach him to care for himself, give him fresh air for his health, send money back to family, back to Baltimore, the tall boy convenience store, the indifferent, the endless war. And I know what that is, and I know what that is, and I don't need it anymore, but I have to go home. Luke was the son of some well-to-do folk. My family was broke, but we became friends. The parking lot, the chewed up field. I started in the park just as he was going in. A hard 8 to 10 for selling to kids. My mama worked the county jail. Roosevelt's tree army under the sun. The work would be done while America bled by the greed of the rich. The boys planted trees and found God in the pitch. They stared at the sod in each fist. Why am I telling you this? Is it that I'm nervous to be going back, back to Baltimore? The tall boy convenience store, the indifferent, the endless war. And I know what that is, and I know what that is, and I don't need it anymore, but I have to go home. Luke, I guess, got himself into a fight. Took him to the infirmary later that night. Nothing serious, sure, but next morning he died. Then the satellite phone with the crew, which meant I didn't cry. I'm taking the train to take time for my thoughts. Pregnant with loss, preparing for all the things that maybe make you feel. I pay my respects and then I'll take a walk. the neighborhood block, and then I will leave.
Once again, Gabriel Kahane, live here in the New Sound Studio on this edition of the Soundcheck Podcast. The song is Baltimore. The album, his latest, is called Book of Travelers. And there is a... You did a stage version of this, as you mentioned before, under the name 8980, Book of Travelers. Now you'll be touring around, you and the piano, including Murmur, here in Brooklyn, on September 20th. But the album is more than just you and piano, right? There's this thing with the practice mutes involved. What is that?
For me, it was a return to my roots. You know, In the intervening years, I started playing guitar and doing some looping. But there was something about this trip and the intimacy and the vulnerability around it that really lent itself to just piano and voice. But then there was this question of, well, how do you make a record that's just piano and voice in 2018 not sound regressive? And I worked with an amazing engineer, Joseph Lorge, and really invited him to use the piano sounds that we were getting as a canvas. So we did a lot of work on a Yamaha U3 with the practice mute. It's an upright piano with this felt mute that creates this very, very sort of warm, soft sound.
The flag was torn in a Tuesday tug of war. I was standing there in tatters.
But then also just kind of gave him permission to put all kinds of effects on the piano. So it is actually, the album is just performances of me sitting at the piano. Some of them are, you know, edited together. There are no overdubs on the record. It's just, I think, some brilliant engineering by Joseph that makes the record feel a little bit more than piano and voice.
And you said there's, you said back to your roots. I mean, when many people say, you know, I'm going back to my roots, they're going back to whatever pop music they grew up with. You grew up with classical music, right?
That's both true, and it's yes and. I mean, I grew up in a house with a concert pianist and conductor for a father, but again, my mom and dad played in folk rock bands together in high school. There are some incriminating photographs. Interestingly, they're... One of their bandmates in a band called The American Revelation was the great reed player Doug Weaselman.
Really?
I'm sure has been on this show a number of times.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were all very, very close friends, all short Jewish people. I guess they bonded in that way. But you know, growing up, there was a lot of Paul Simon, a lot of Joni Mitchell, a lot of the Beatles. And, you know, despite the fact that Craigslist Leader was the thing that sort of popped me onto certain people's radars, I came to writing concert music after writing songs,
right,
and really writing, you know, songs that live in kind of functional harmony, and sort of realizing more and more that even though the piano is not really associated with folk music, I feel like I'm a folk musician from an emotional standpoint, and as a storyteller, I feel like my values as a songwriter are most in tune with the values of folk music.
Well, I, you know, we've talked a lot so far about the lyrical content of these songs, but the musical content, I mean, Baltimore, you know, it's got this kind of chromatic bell tolling thing happening, which, you know, the song has a very simple folky aspect in the kind of the left-hand harmony that is then curiously colored by, I mean, that's, to me, that's a composer at work.
It's interesting. I guess if you made a lead sheet of the song, the chords get a little bit out there, but, you know, not more out there than you'd have like in a Radiohead song. I think probably the thing that's unusual about it is actually the registration. It's the wide, it's the way that these chords are voiced in a super wide, you know, but it's just, right?
Yeah,
but it doesn't register that
right,
way.
Right. It doesn't feel, and that kind of taking something that is conventional and making it sound unconventional, you know, I mean, that's...
Yeah.
I love when that happens.
Yeah, no, I think we're in this really interesting moment in music where all of the kind of orthodoxy around what is acceptable and what is not acceptable has really encouraged a generation of composers to re-engage with tonality in deeply surprising ways. At the end of the day, I have some dear old friends who are incredible patrons of the new music world. They commission a lot of music. And I adopted from them a basically binary system of judging art, which is GB or NGB, which means goosebumps or no goosebumps.
Ah.
And that's basically what it comes down to for me is, you know, do you feel something or not? And I think when we get wrapped up in categorization, we lose that fundamental question, which is, does it move us or not?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the stories in Book of Travelers, I mean, they're both literally moving. You're on a train crossing the country. But they're also, you know, you kind of feel for the guy in Baltimore, for example. It's like the dark side of tie a yellow ribbon round the old oak tree. This guy is going home, and he's really kind of torn up about it.
Yeah.
What is the story behind this next song that you're going to play for us?
I'm going to confess that I've been reading some reviews, and the kind of Rorschach test of how people situate themselves or project onto the song is so fascinating. There's a song that deals sort of implicitly with the opioid crisis, and one review made the narrator a woman, a mother, and one narrator made the narrator a father. I'm such a believer in letting people fill in the gaps. And that's also been the case for the song that I'm going to close with. So if I can be evasive.
You just were.
Shall I sing it?
Yes, you shall. This is Gabriel Kahane with Little Love.
A long gray silence had ambled down the coast. You drew in sand all the things we'd miss the most. Little love, little love. Little love, little love. Little love, little love. I hope we die here when we're old. We'll case the shore to record this holy place. White cliffs and starfish, the tide like ruined lace. Little love, little love. Little love, little love. Little love, little love. I hope we die here when we're old. And when we're frail in our lawn chairs by the sea, all shrunken hands, twisted spines, and halting speech, we'll listen for the long gray silence to gather and increase. When it does, we'll close our eyes and rest in their old peace. Little love, little love. Little love, little love. Little love, little love. I hope we die here when we're old. Little love, little love. I hope we die here when we're old.
Gabriel Kahane with Little Love. It's a song from the new album called Book of Travelers, the latest from Gabriel Kahane. All right, so what's your takeaway from this project? Did you come away from this trip optimistic? pessimistic?
I think both. I think I feel an incredible terror about the fact that the White House is populated by white nationalists, and there's no other way to say it than that.
There are other ways to say it.
There are other ways to say it, but I mean, I think I don't want to sound like an alarmist, but I think that's what we're faced with at this point, based on the policies being put forward, and it is destroying the lives of millions of people in this country. And so I don't want to sound Pollyanna-ish at all, because I feel deeply distraught, particularly as the grandson of an immigrant who fled Nazi Germany. I think that we're in a deeply, deeply tenuous situation. That being said, I think it's also the case that if we can turn off our devices, and if we can be cognizant of the fact that there are various mechanisms in place that want to amplify difference for purposes of power and profit, that we can discover that we have more in common than that divides us, and that part of that divide has to do with our mutual contempt for each other. Mm. And that I think if we can set aside that contempt without setting aside the intensity with which we feel our differences, but to set aside contempt, I do feel the possibility of hope for this country.
Well, and you've mentioned twice now unplugging from your devices. So you didn't take your iPhone with you on this train trip. So where did this cover image come from?
So the morning that I left Penn Station, I stopped at Best Buy and I bought a $120 digital camera. And I had actually selected another image, which is on the back, which I thought was going to be the cover. And then I was on the subway going to meet with the designer, and I was flipping through old photos, and I looked at that one, and I thought, you know, that I accidentally took a nice photo. I think that should be on the cover. It's in the Columbia River Gorge. It's at the end of the Empire Builder from Chicago to Portland, Oregon.
Mm. The album is called Book of Travelers, and it will see Gabriel Kahane traveling around the country, including coming back to New York on September 20th to play at Murmur in Brooklyn. Gabe, it's always great to have you here.
Thank you.
It's a terrific story and a terrific record. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, John. It's been a pleasure.
So when I say that my untimed... That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck Podcast, our series of live performances from newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today was George Wellington. Production help from Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.
So bright when I was young, I was too young to die. Now two kinds of light from fires and fixtures that fill the sky. It was never so bright when I was young, I was too young.